For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Reese Hunt, junior forward, left winger out of Nelson, British Columbia. And first of all, Reese, you and your team have played some highly ranked opponents here in this first half. Lots of challenges. Your team keeps improving. But where have you seen the most improvement in your team so far?
I think these past couple weeks we've played, three top 10 ranked teams. So I think we've just come to our... figure out our identity, and we know that we can skate with all these teams, and they shouldn't take us lightly. I think we've proved that against Clarkson, again last night against Wisconsin. So I think we've just kind of come to our own and figured out how we play.
Well, last weekend against Gophers, you had two assists on Saturday. You're second in scoring right now, tied with Paige Beebe, right behind Grayson Myers. You got a chance to play alongside those two because Lydia's out injured. What's it like putting the three of you together? What's that chemistry like?
Yeah, it's good. Paige Beebe and I have played together last year for a lot of the season, so I think we kind of know where each other are. And then Grayson, she's just an easy, great centerman to play with. She sees the ice well, so I think today we kind of showed that our chemistry, we did well together. But yeah, I'm lucky to play with those two girls. They're both great players.
You had two shots on goal, played strong up front. I know there was a couple plays, one in particular where you had a two-on-one. It was Paige and Grayson. You collected the rebound, just were not able to put it away. But great play by you three. What's it going to take to get one past their goalie?
Yeah, we were talking about the game. Their goalie is just so good. So I think just crashing the net, we say it. We sound like a broken record, but just keep crashing the net, being gritty. Sometimes easy goals they're nice, but I don't think it's going to be pretty going against this goalie.
Your penalty kill has been spectacular, especially spectacular Saturday. Wisconsin on that 5-on-3, and somehow your team was able to clear the puck, block shots, and then, of course, that penalty gets called in the overtime. Just a untimely penalty. I know Coach wasn't very happy about it. I wasn't very happy about it, but your penalty kill. What's been working for you guys?
Yeah, I think we were a little shocked to hear that call, but Coach Shane, I think, said in between periods, we've come this far, we'd have nothing to lose, So we're just at that point on our penalty kill, we're just going to do everything we can. Girls were blocking shots. But yeah, we take a lot of pride in our PK. We spend a lot of time during the week. So to have it show in these games, I think is great for us.
That second period was crazy. A lot happened in that second period. I mentioned the 5-on-3 penalty kill, but a waved off goal. Coach Shane saw that it was offsides, told Coach Scanlon, he calls over the refs, has them take a look at it. How much do you think that shifted the momentum?
Oh, I think it was huge. At that point, it was like, oh, they score. But then I think that was like a blessing. We're like, okay, this is it. We got to do this. We got that opportunity. We got good luck there. So I think that was just kind of the moment that we realized okay, let's put it in gear. And that was our chance to get them.
Well, the one thing that I noticed about your team is there were very few turnovers on the puck. The back checking was fantastic. You were able to go toe-to-toe. They've got some speed, but you guys have some great speed as well. Do you think people underestimate this Beaver squad?
Yeah, I do. Funny, we were actually just saying that on our walk. We're like, we're tired of being the underdogs, tired of being underestimated. So I think we were saying if we just keep moving our feet, using our speed and playing hard to play against, it's going to make teams like Wisconsin and these top-ranked teams struggle playing against us.
All right, Wisconsin had 104 shot attempts, 56 shots on goal. Hannah Hogenson came up huge for your team, and you guys had 27 block shots, including 6 by a freshman, Ella Anik. It's unbelievable. How much do you appreciate the play of your goaltender after Saturday?
Oh my, Hannah, she was unbelievable today. And just playing with her behind you, she's super calming. And she just, she's solid back there. And I was laughing after the game. I checked my phone and I had a bunch of texts from family and friends. And every text, it was like, holy, your goalie stood on her head. Hodgson's a stud. I was just, I told her, I said, you got a whole fan bus behind you now. But no, I'm so happy for her. She really showed what she's all about. So yeah, we're so lucky to have her back there.
You grew up in British Columbia, in Nelson, British Columbia, in the mountains. I had to do a little research before this interview, but growing up where you did, it must have been beautiful first and foremost. But what was it like growing up in Nelson?
It's a beautiful place. I think maybe I took it for granted growing up, because then I come to Minnesota, and all the girls are like, oh my goodness, you're from BC, the mountains. So now when I'm here, last year I was stuck here for a year, so just I look back at my hometown, I'm just like, wow, I really am so lucky to grow up in such a beautiful place.
Well, it's not far from Banff. It's on my bucket list of places to go visit. How many times have you been there?
I think I've been there. I went there once for a summer camp and maybe another time to watch my brother, one of my brothers, play hockey. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of brothers, you've got a brother who's playing pros right now for the New York Rangers. I know it's kind of taboo in the women's hockey circuit to talk about the brothers or the dads that played NHL or this or that, but how much has your brother Dryden supported you in your hockey career?
Yeah, he's awesome. I mean, I've always looked up to both my brothers, but just to be able to watch his games and learn from him and hear what he has to say, I really am so lucky to have, a brother like him to look up to.
How much did the three of you guys play hockey when you were growing up?
Oh, gosh, like all my memories are downstairs playing mini sticks. A lot of my memories are me at the rink watching them, but I don't know how much watching they did of me, but I sure watched them a whole lot.
And I'm sure you learned a thing or two, didn't you?
Yes, for sure.
What's it going to take to beat the Badgers here on Sunday?
I think just bring the same work ethic we did today and, again, crashing the net. Like, the goals aren't going to be pretty against their goalie, but just crashing the net, getting gritty. Hopefully we can bring home a W.
Well, you're the first team this season that's taken a point from Wisconsin. Now let's go take three.
Yes, you bet.